Brooke's going for 3 wins in a row today.
Okay.
And you're going to be playing Tay Lynn from Tacoma, who is a registered dietitian.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Is that right, Tay Lynn?
Yes.
So what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had an egg, spinach, and tomato sandwich with avocado and a blueberry smoothie.
Oh, man. God, that sounds so good.
You are living the life. You really are.
What do you think about taking on Jose as a client?
He said he has a sugar issue, so I think it would be a good fit.
Can we blend up your whole meal and bake it into, like, a pie? I would totally eat it then. All right,
can we put icing on it?
Yeah, now we're talking.
All right, we're going to send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, Taylin, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Ready to do this?
Yeah.
Here we go. Your time starts now. 21 years ago today, which country was the second to reach 1 billion in population?
India.
What is the process called where a plant makes its food?
Photosynthesis.
What president is on the $20 bill?
Jackson.
Which team was founded first, the Seattle Mariners or Seattle Seahawks?
Mariners.
With over 10 million residents, what's the largest county in America?
Houston.
Name the candy that had a chance to be featured in the blockbuster movie E.T. but turned it down.
Whoppers.
Ooh, Whoppers.
Ooh, good guess. Let's bring Brooke in the studio. I'm assuming Whoppers would not be one of the approved things on her list as a dietitian.
What? Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I like to say all foods fit, but not all foods fit all the time.
All foods fit, but not all the time. Yeah, okay, you're saying everything in moderation. That's what I just walked into.
Yeah, my brain broke when she said that.
No. Yeah. She said all foods fit, so I can eat all the foods and they all fit in my belly.
No, not all the time, though.
Yeah.
No, I can do it all the time. You watch. I'll do it.
Okay, maybe this isn't a good pairing after all. All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. 21 years ago today, which country was the second to reach 1 billion in population?
U.S.
What is the process called where a plant makes its food?
Not metamorphosis. Photosynthesis.
What president is on the $20 bill?
Jackson.
Which team was founded first, the Seattle Mariners or Seattle Seahawks?
Mariners.
With over 10 million residents, what is the largest county in America?
Orange County.
Name the candy that had a chance to be featured in the blockbuster movie E.T. but turned it down.
Snickers.
All right. Got a lot of good guesses in. We're going to go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Merry Christmas. You better ready to do some kissing.
Bolaños.
Tay Lynn, you got 3 correct today.
Oh, it's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I messed
good.
Up the first question, I know.
And Brooke.
Yeah?
You got only 2.
Ah, you beat me, Tay Lynn.
Oh, my goodness. Taylin.
Because of that breakfast she had.
Congratulations.
All that brain food.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go over the answers for everybody. 21 years ago today, India became the second country to reach 1 billion in population. Of course, China was first. Mm-hmm. The process where a plant makes its own food is called photosynthesis. Andrew Jackson is the president that's on the $20 bill. The team that was founded first in Seattle would be the Seahawks.
Really?
They were founded in 1976. The Mariners were 1977.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's so close.
I totally thought the Mariners were first, too. Yeah. And I'm a hardcore Seattle sports fan.
It's a lame question, clearly.
Yeah.
Over 10 million residents live in the largest county in America. That is Los Angeles County.
Yeah. You're mind in the right state.
Yeah.
It's right next door.
And the candy that turned down the chance to be featured in the movie E.T. was M&M's.
Because it was Reese's Pieces.
I was thinking it was M&M's
in the movie. That's so funny.
And since then, M&M's has not been successful.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't do well.
Not in every country in the world.
Yeah, they don't have their own stores and everything.
Or their own land. Yeah. It's horrible.
Taylin, so congratulations. Not only do you get 100
it,
of Brooks
Taylin.
Bucks, but just for playing, you get a $25 Ulta Beauty gift card. And let me tell you a little beauty trick.
Oh,
okay?
You have them, huh?
If you go into Ulta and put on a full face of makeup and then quickly run out of the store and press it against your friend's face, that's 2 free makeovers that you get for the price of 1. So make sure to bring a friend.
How much makeup are you wearing?
Like double the amount that you normally wear.
Yeah.
Duh.
Makes sense.
Don't be jealous of my beauty.
That is so smart. Makeup artists should just do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, why does your friend look so good? Oh, fresh face press.
Fresh face press.
So congratulations, Taylin.
Thank you.
We're going to be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.